going to be a fun episode today, as we do every once in a while. We're going to ask the advisor. We're going to ask questions to Glenn. I'll put myself in the role-playing spot if I was in these very specific financial scenarios and seeking some advice and guidance. How would Glenn help me navigate through these situations? Should be a lot of fun. We've got four different scenarios to cover on today's show, so let's not delay and get right to it. Welcome to the Retirement Roadmap.
It's time for the Retirement Roadmap podcast with registered financial consultant Glenn Mosseller.
Well, Glenn, it's great to be with you for another episode, my friend. Are you ready to get peppered with a couple of different questions here?
Absolutely, Walter. Let's do it.
All right, very good. This should be fun. So I'll put myself in the position of a potential client coming to you with a question that's on my mind, seeking some help as I navigate my way toward or through my retirement years. So here is our first scenario. Let's say I come in and I say, you know what, Glenn, it seems like every time I need to make a financial decision, here's what I'm struggling with. I just end up talking myself in circles. For example, I've got some tech stocks that I think I should probably sell, but I know that if I do, I'm going to have to pay taxes on those dollars that I make from that sale. Or another example, the investments in my 401k, they're probably too risky for my age at this point, but I also don't want to miss out on a good market by being too conservative. So how do I stop talking myself in this circle and get around to actually making a decision?
Yeah, well, I mean, Walter, that's actually happens quite a bit, you know, with a lot of folks, right? And, you know, it's on one hand, on the other hand, right? And so it's really important to bring clarity to things. And, you know, and I think part of that has to do with, as you're making decisions, when you're purchasing something, you know, in your portfolio, or you're allocating certain monies, you know, to it, you know, you want to do that, you know, within the context of, you know, it's like, hey, this is what my objective is in doing this, right? And, you know, and then basically kind of having an exit strategy, or at least, you know, something that you can kind of determine. It's like, okay, I know when my objective is met, right? And if you're in that kind of a situation, it can kind of be a little bit easier. Granted, you're going to take with a grain of salt. I mean, particularly it's just like the younger you are, you know, and the more, you know, the longer your time horizon might be. I mean, you know, you still might, you know, you're still going to have some, you know, some flexibility within that. But I think you can kind of get where I'm going with it in terms of, is it's like, you know, if you jump into something and you don't necessarily know why you got into it, and you don't know, you know, what are going to be the circumstances that's going to cause you to change your decision, then it makes it really difficult to know what you're going to do and why you're going to do it, because you didn't know in the beginning. And so now you're it's like, well, you know, if you're still in it, probably things are going relatively well, but you're not really sure if they're going to continue that way. And it's just like, well, golly, and the what about this and the what about that, you know, it would more easily be, you know, answered, you know, if you went in there with, you know, with those objectives. Now, that said, you know, if you find yourself in that situation and you didn't have those parameters, set up those parameters, and, you know, in the beginning for yourself, you know, you can largely, you know, take a step back and you can say, okay, well, you know, realistically, why, you know, why did I do this? Or why was, you know, did I make this decision? Or, you know, have I gotten, you know, most of what I want to, you know, get out of this particular position? Or, you know, is my situation kind of changing? Am I going to be needing, you know, new things, you know, or some additional strategies and those kinds of things? And as you start asking those types of questions, rather than, you know, is it right for me to stay in this, or is, you know, is it, you know, or should I, you know, should I change? And you just kind of go back and forth, and it's kind of nebulous, and there's not really specific, you know, objectives there, and knowing it's like, well, you know, then you keep going in that loop, right? Because it's like you know, like I say, you go back to on one hand, on the other hand, versus, okay, you know, well, this is where I am, and this is where I need to be, and is this still consistent with where in the direction that I'm moving, or am I moving in a direction, or am I, you know, getting to an age where I really need to be making some adjustments. And when you start asking those types of questions, then it makes it easier, because then you're not kind of stuck in that loop, if you will.
All good points there on that one. So thank you for helping me through that scenario, Glenn, and I hope I can make better decisions going forward, or at least make the decision. That's really the problem here. It's not the better decisions part, as it is just making a decision. And it's comforting to hear that other people struggle with this as well. All right, scenario number two, shifting gears a little bit. Let's say I'm retiring at the end of the year, and I come to you saying, Glenn, I've got 18 weeks of vacation days and also sick leave that I'll get paid for. So if my last paycheck is in December, all that payout will be included in this year's taxes. Should I wait an extra month and retire after the first of the year so that that paycheck is counted to a different tax year?
Yeah, well, I mean, you're asking a very good question, Walter, right? And so, you know, you're never going to guess what my answer is.
It depends.
It does indeed, right? I mean, you know, you really need to understand, you know, several things, right? I mean, you know, is that going to create a different tax bracket that you're currently in, or what next year's tax brackets might look like? You know, is it also, I mean, there might also be a possibility of, there's a lot of cases where folks can take that, you know, that vacation or those sick leave days, you know, and they might could make an additional contribution into, you know, into their 401k or 403b or something like that, you know, and then they might be able to defer the taxes on that, you know, if that's the right, you know, thing with their objectives, you know, in terms of going into that traditional, you know, mode, or, you know, possibly, you know, I mean, they haven't got all their matching money, even if they were going to do Roth contributions, you know, maybe they can go that way and, you know, and get a little extra bang for their buck, so to speak. So there's a number of different questions to ask around that, you know, but, you know, and really, I mean, different jobs and different plans, you know, meaning, you know, like the 401k plans or 403b plans, you know, some of them are going to give you opportunities to do certain things and others are not. But I think, you know, you really need to find out, you know, well, you know, what are all of your options, you know, first, you know, and then, you know, and then once you understand, you know, what you potentially could do versus, you really want to be able to figure out, it's like, okay, if I do this, then this could potentially happen, that could happen. Sometimes it won't really matter, Walter. I mean, if you're going to be in the same tax bracket that you were going to be in this year and next, and, you know, and you want to take the money and you don't want to put it into a retirement account, or you don't need to put it into a retirement account, sometimes it's kind of six and one half dozen of the other. But it could potentially make a difference. And so that's, like I say, that's where you wanted to ask the question that you're asking. But you really want to find out a little bit more information so you can make a little bit finer distinctions on your decision as to what might be the right way, you know, to go forward with that.
All right, decision making and taxes, our first two topics of the day. Let's get to our third scenario, and this one takes us in a little bit different direction as well here, Glenn. So I'm going to fast forward to my 70s now and say that it doesn't seem that I'll be needing any of the money in my IRA, although I am having to take those RMDs each year at this point. I know that it breaks all of the rules for someone in their 70s to be aggressive when it comes to investing, but since it's money that I don't think I'm really going to need for my lifestyle, should I go ahead and invest aggressively even as a 70-something?
Right. Well, I mean, it depends, right? I mean, it really does. I mean, there are situations where that can be the case, right? I mean, I have a client that comes to mind that, you know, married couple, that, you know, Mr. worked for a large corporation and he has a pension, you know, and Mrs. was a school teacher and she has a pension from two different school systems, right? And they both have nice Social Security benefits. So they've got five different, you know, cash flows coming in that don't have anything to do with IRAs or 401ks or anything like that. And it more than covers their lifestyle. And they don't have any heirs to leave things to. So their situation is that, you know, that they want to be more aggressive and that's their thing. They, you know, and they, you know, they don't necessarily take all of their retirement savings and, you know, and go that way, but they're, you know, they're more aggressive than the average bear, so to speak, who's in retirement. You know, there are a lot of different variables there and, you know, to determine that, but you want to do a really, you know, a do your homework and do some analysis. One of the key things there is that you don't think you're going to need it. Well, what if you do? What would be the circumstances that would cause you to need it? Do you have the we've talked about in previous episodes, talking about do you have any what is your situation in terms of what you've done to prevent or to hedge against the the risks in long-term care and those kinds of things, do you have something in place, potentially, maybe your IRA might, be needed there, and you don't want to be in a situation where you were like super, super aggressive and then markets were in a bad spot and we were in a like really deep recession and things were down significantly. And then that's right about the time that you needed to go in the nursing home, right? I mean, that would be, a really difficult scenario. There are situations where, like that, where it's like, okay, maybe it makes sense to, to be a little bit more diverse about that. But there are situations too where, you can be a little bit more aggressive. So again, it might be that situation, Walter, where we've talked about it. It might not be this or that. It might be this and that. But with the asterisk by it, that you really need to, analyze your particular situation and probably get some, a second opinion or two, to help you, make those decisions. But, in a nutshell, it's not necessarily, all wrong to maybe go outside of the line, so to speak, because, the lines are typically drawn for the typical situation. And as we've talked about in the past, Walter, there is no one size fits all. And there are situations that are different. And there are some that are dramatically different. So if you have a dramatically different situation than the normal folks, then probably your answer might be dramatically different. So just do your homework and make sure that you're dotting your I's and crossing your T's.
Makes sense. All right, let's get to our last scenario here, Glenn. And this time I'm pre-retirement again, so I've found reverse aging. I'm no longer in my 70s, and I'm back before retirement, which is great. I haven't decided on a specific date for my retirement yet, but hopefully it's going to be sometime in the next 4 years. So that's my time horizon. So my question is, with all the recent market volatility, just so many ups and downs, should I just move my retirement savings to cash until everything blows over, or even at this point, just until I get to that retirement date, so I at least know what I'm working with?
Well, I mean, Walter, again, I mean, it's, you probably don't want to put all your eggs in one basket, even if safety basket, so to speak, right? I mean, that you can certainly, you want to be cognizant of, when you're wanting to retire and what that might look like. And, if you feel like, hey, I've already got enough saved and I just don't want to make any mistakes. It's just like, if I make a big mistake, then I might delay my retirement. Whereas it's like, if I make a mistake by not being aggressive enough, maybe I miss out on some gains, and having more save for retirement, but I can still retire either way, and I'm going to be okay, and that's more, that lifestyle of being able to retire is more important. Some of those things are going to drive those decisions, but it's what you're really wanting to do is that if you're within 4 years of retirement, then you want to really be thinking along the lines of, well, you're moving away from the accumulation years and you're moving into the preservation and distribution years, which is kind of the question that you're starting to ask. And there's going to be some subtle differences in terms of, different questions and different strategies. I think one of the big things there, Walter, is making sure that, if you're in that situation, that you really start, studying a little bit and, maybe visiting with some different advisors who specialize in retirement years, as to, and make yourself, avail yourself of strategies and understand different things that might be outside of your awareness at this point, to figure out, it's like, okay, well, it doesn't have to be like all in the market, with, full risk on, versus being 100% in cash. I mean, there's something in between those two extremes, and very likely, you're going to be able to, discover, where that sweet spot is for you and where you're going to find your, the right comfort zone and being able to make the right decisions, and positioning yourself in such a way that, you can probably still have, some growth out there, but you can also, have some protection on that makes it such that you can retire when you want to and have the lifestyle and the cash flow that you're going to need. It's also going to come into play in terms of, your overall positioning of things in terms of, when are you you going to take your retirement, i.e. Social Security? You know, when are you going to, you know, are there strategies there for, you know, in terms of, you know, tax aware planning? You know, can you maybe take these next couple of years and, you know, and reposition things in such a way that, you know, you can get yourself into a better position so that maybe when you start taking money out in retirement that you're not going to get hit as hard, you know, with taxes, and those kinds of things. Those are the kind of questions that, you know, that you really ought to be kind of asking and exploring with, you know, with an advisor, you know, to make sure that you're dotting your I's and crossing your T's and not just making it, well, I'm either all in the market or I'm all out of the market. So there's way more distinctions there to be made and lessons to be learned and strategies to possibly employ.
Well, thank you for all the help in these different scenarios, Glenn. Glad we were able to cover a lot of different ground today. And if anything that we talked about today resonates with you, maybe your situation is similar to one we discussed today, or you have your own scenario that you need help guiding your way through, Glenn is here to assist with that challenge and with that conversation. You can set up a time to visit and chat by going to roadmapfinancial.com. Look for the free consultation button, and you can have a free initial meeting with Glenn to talk about your goals, what you're looking to do in your retirement years, and how to achieve those goals. Again, go to roadmapfinancial.com. You can also call 336-291-3535. Some great questions for our advisor today, Glenn Mosseller. Thanks for the help, and we'll look forward to another great episode next time around. Come back and join us here on the Retirement Roadmap.